We are joined by Scott Zolak from Nissan Stadium. Hey, Zo.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
All right.
How's the scene there?
It's a replica of Gillette. It really is. It's the same architect that built this stadium. And feels like we're Gillette. It really does, especially with the amount of Patriots fans here. It's crazy. It's crazy how many fans are here.
It's a home game. So, Zo, a lot of those fans have obviously made it in with tickets to the game today.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I guess as early as this morning, some of them were going for 400 to 500. And Tennessee is home next week, to where I think $25 can get you in the stadium next week here.
Wow. So,
that's unbelievable. Yeah.
And that just tells you, if you're a season ticket holder there and you could pay off, you know, your season or half a season of season tickets,
sure.
This is the week you skip the game and stay home.
It's really a cool city. It's a great setting where the stadium is a conjunction to downtown. Everybody basically walked here. But a ton of tailgates going on around the stadium, unlike some of the other places we visited.
So a lot of talk today about Malcolm Butler going against his former team and Deion Lewis going against his former team. But there's another player in this game going against his former team. It's Jason McCourty today. Have you heard him talk about that at all?
I have not. That's kind of one of the underplayed cards in this game. You know, not that there should be anything there extra for him, but I mean, he is a player. He's a guy that's been trending in the right direction. You go back to camp, and I think everybody, 80% of the media, thought this guy was going to be released. Last game, he's playing safety against the Giants in that last preseason game. You know how those things go when you're in that game, if you're a veteran, as late as you are in his career. But it's a big spot for him. I'll tell you what, though. Belichick came out, went directly over to Malcolm Butler and then to Logan Ryan, shook their hands, pat him on the back, and then moved down to his team. So no ill will there today. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and that's interesting. That's good to know, though, that already a little contact. Also, I believe he had a brief hug with Mike Vrabel. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes. And the only time I remember him doing this is Vince Wilfork against the Texans and Aqib Talib out in Denver. We were out in Denver. So it goes to show you what Bill thinks of some of the ex-players that leave.
You know, we know how many Patriots connections there are with the Titans. So when you watch them play, when you look at the tape, do they do anything on defense or offense that is, you know, Patriot-esque, that's similar to the Patriots schematically?
Nothing on offense, especially with Mariota. The big thing they miss is Delanie Walker. It's hard to run that sort of zone read option with the threat of, you know, popping it in the zones on the quick passes. And he was really their best receiver. He goes down with the injury. I think that really crushed Mariota's numbers. You look at it, only 5 touchdowns.
And 5
picks.
Past,
we're past the midpoint of the season. It's a very non-productive offense. They played well Monday night. Don't get me wrong, but I think the Patriots with the front, what Brendan Daly's been able to do, and you know Brian Flores, and keeping guys in the pocket, it's a big third and four game for those guys up front with him. Because if you're educating Mariota on anything today here, you're telling him to run on those situations.
We're talking defense,
real quick, too. I mean,
go ahead.
Defensively, he doesn't have the pieces, meaning Vrabel, that he did in Houston. It looks like Houston's defense as far as the way they line up and move some guys around, but there's no Clowney, but more importantly, there's no Whitney Mercilus. Mercilus is the guy that brought pressure on Brady. And, talking to Vrabel, one of the postseason things, he's like, we know how to get to him. We know how to get to him in the A-gap, that C-gap. I just don't think he has the pieces up front to do that here today.
Well, I was going to ask you, you know, to follow up on this thought defensively, you know, if you're Vrabel today or Dean Pease and you're getting ready to play Brady, how do you sort of approach it? Do you try and get after him? Do you try and create pressure? Because he has not been great with pressure this year. Or do you try and do, you know, where you just have you drop an 8 in coverage and you're trying to just sort of, I don't know, let him sit there and try and find the openings. But if you give him time, he will find the openings.
He will. And I really wouldn't play zone. I'd play a ton of man stuff and try and beat him on man, get some jams. I'd overload stuff on Edelman, force Brady to Hogan, to Dorsett, to Josh Gordon, who, by the way, guys, on the flip card, is actually in the starting lineup for the first time today. I got Edelman and Gordon here on my starting lineup on the flip card. So that's something that's interesting for Josh Gordon, who brought, I think, 3 overcoats on the trip. A nice new pink one that he has.
Nice.
Pink trench coat today.
Steve Burton's probably the only guy that could pull that off back at home, you know, with the double vested suit. That's about it. Yeah.
Does it mean anything for Tennessee that they're going to be without Jack Conklin, the right tackle? Dennis Kelly will be in there for them today.
I mean, based on the way Mariota really doesn't have the productive numbers, that's got to be something to back your head. As far as pocket presence, maybe he's going to look to run a little quicker if he does feel that type of pressure. That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, anytime you got an edge guy down, same thing with us. If it's Marcus Cannon or Trent Brown, you got to be a little more alert as a quarterback.
Zo, what else are you looking for in this game today? Anything standing out to you?
the track is really good, Aaron, meaning the field. It's a real short, tight, bent grass, as you know, agricultural business major back at Maryland.
Yes.
You know, that's come under debate these last couple of days.
Well, there's four different majors. As Jim Loughlin's going down some wormholes. You know, that's
let me let me tell Gasper about this to fill him in. There have been some media guides from Maryland that have been uncovered from the time that Zoe was there listing multiple majors, one being communication, right?
Yep.
And the other was business, just straight business, right, Jim?
Yes, yeah.
Which we don't know where the turf grass, you know, management came
well,
into.
Well, players change their majors all the time. Maybe
that's right.
Had a specific discipline, obviously.
Hey, I wanted to take architecture. They wouldn't let me because it coincided with spring football, the big studio arts. So that was a problem. But you go down there to play ball. I mean, you're not going down there.
I was going to say, I'm shocked that they weren't putting academics ahead of athletics.
Number two kid coming out of the state of Pennsylvania. Don't worry about that.
I'm sorry. Here we go. Scott Zolak, quarterback, junior, 6'5".
Major myself. Yep.
6'5", 224. Yep. Mahongahela, Pennsylvania. Major, speech communications.
Yep. I speak very well.
You too.
Shut up, Capella. Capella's over here laughing.
What's the track you said? What kind of grass we got there?
I'd say it's a bent fescue, sort of.
A bent fescue.
That first hit of rough as you approach the green. It's not as tight as a green, but it's that next, you know, that next big layer. Yeah, this is as good a visiting. I do not expect Pittsburgh to be in this condition when we head to Pittsburgh later in December. But it should be a fast track. Come out fast today. I think they're going to go hurry up. Get ready for that.
Oh, okay.
All right, that's a good one. That's a good note.
So you think maybe we see some of those same wrinkles we saw, you know, a week ago? The hurry up out of the gate, some deception later on, some trickery.
It's funny. Why do you resort to trick plays? I mean, the design of offense is just to confuse the defense. That's kind of what you want to do. I love the critique of them using too many trick plays. You know, if it works, it works. That's what you're supposed to do.
All right, so appreciate the time.
Looking
forward to your call. Scott Zolak from Nissan Stadium.